Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Liverpool travel to the Etihad for the second leg of the Champions League quarterfinals. Chris is already a mess.
Standard.
Ross Chandler joins us as well to talk about this. Chris, did you watch? You obviously watched the Merseyside derby because you were here with me.
Yeah,
to do it.
Did watch that?
Did you watch any of the Manchester derby?
I watched the highlights on Match of the Day. I watched the first up until the corner where Man City scored, and then life got in the way. I flicked back on 5 minutes later, and Man City were winning 2-0, and I fumed and turned it off.
Mine was the exact like flip side of this. They were 2-0 up, and I was like, oh, well, look, City have just absolutely romped this. And then life got in the way, and I came back, and it was 2-2. I was like, well, what? I mean, look, first of all, it's glad that we've got these kind of derby distractions out the way. That's ultimately, I think it was more of a distraction. It was a distraction in different ways. It was just an annoying distraction for us, but it was like I think it was a proper distraction for Man City. I don't think Pep wanted it to be, but their fans were crying, Chris.
Crying because they're going to win the league next week.
They're going to win the league next week. Boo.
What's that about?
Who?
They've got Spurs next week.
Well, then the week after.
the lads who were crying clearly haven't watched Man City two divisions down.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't have handled that. They couldn't have handled the relegation.
We're terrible in it, but this is my big hope for this, Chris, is that there was clearly a lot. I think there was far more expended by Man City at the weekend than there was from Liverpool.
Yeah, I think. Listen, Liverpool managed to take off Sadio Mane, get a few minutes in the legs of a few players and stuff like that, and rest the key individuals that I think we're going to use. Whereas Man City probably didn't want to have to start bringing on the likes of Sergio Aguero in that game. But they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ultimately. So I think, you know, as far as build-up for the game goes in those two games, Liverpool have come out slightly on top, although injuries...
Yeah, the players we had available to us going into the games not helped. I think it was... Yeah, I mean, their game ended up being tasty, didn't it, Ross? I mean, the tackle from Ashley Young on Sergio Aguero at the end, dangerous. I mean, that's a leg breaker, that. And, you know, and here's the thing. Where do you sit on this? Because I remain laissez-faire about this fixture. I'm not nervous. Again, I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to it. I can see two narratives spinning out of their performance at the weekend. One of them is they're going to be doubly fired up to go and get back into this game because of the disappointments. And ultimately, they're not going to lose three games on the bounce, surely. Now, of course,
you're making me feel worse.
No, but Chris, they don't need to lose a third game. They can win 2-0 on Tuesday. That's fine. You know, because they could be doubly fired up, but equally just as much. You know, this is a team now that's conceded, what, 6 goals in the last two games. There's a little bit of fear factor creeping into them that they're not having it all their own way all of a sudden. So, you know, as much as they've got talented players, they should be able to handle it. It could easily go either way.
I'm in two minds. Last week I was exactly the same, you know, could go either way, they're a decent side, they've got a great manager, great players, but now we've got that 3-0 lead, I'm kind of like...
We've got something to lose now.
We've got this, but then on the other side, you know, we've had our famous Anfield atmosphere, we've had the coach welcome, we've seen people that are in his office that haven't had that before, yeah. To see them go through it, you can't take that away from us from what we did in that moment. I will be pissed off if we lost, to be honest. But then, like I said, the City are a great side, it's just depends how it all goes. If we get like smashed 4-0, I'll be angry, I'll be disappointed. But then a couple of days later, I didn't expect us to be here in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. I think the real positive to take out of it, Chris, is that the goals conceded thing is that I mean, look, Liverpool might need to score more than one goal, but the point is they can go 4-0 up in this game, and in the 90 second minute, we stick the ball in the back of the net to tie over. Yeah. They can't relax until between whistle to whistle.
No, they can't, and they have to be almost perfect, don't they? And they're able to do that. You know, we've seen them do that so far this season. But you know, it's the fact that we didn't concede. You're exactly right. Can they stop Liverpool scoring is the question.
Yeah.
And I think you can almost park the result. If Liverpool score, this tie's probably going to be over. But I was sat here when in the last round a little bit nervous, and we had a 5-0 away lead at Porto.
Yeah.
So don't. I'm going to be nervous for 3-0 against Manchester City going to their ground.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. I mean, if Sergio Aguero comes back into the side, you know, he's a very, very good player. He's been a very good player. He's been world class for years and years. He's got a great record at scoring against us. Can we keep the likes of Sane, Sterling, De Bruyne, Silva as quiet as we kept them in that other game? The probable answer, no, we probably can't. Mm-hmm. But it's damage limitation for Liverpool in this one, isn't it? But all that being said, we've got a great side as well. And I'm not going to forget that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to forget that we can score a goal.
Yeah.
From nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to come out. I expect them to do exactly what they did last time. Take control of the game in the first 10 minutes and Liverpool look to hit them on the counter-attack. And if we're as ruthless as we were last week against them, then they shouldn't get out of this round.
Exactly. And I think people are sort of think to some extent that Liverpool are going to turn up like lambs to the slaughter in this one. I disagree. You know, the team selection will be what it'll be for Liverpool. We'll come and do our preferred 11s in a minute, but the Salah's not going to be 100%. You know, if he's fit, he's not going to be absolutely 100%. There'll be a couple of percent off there because of the recentness of his injury. We know there's no Henderson. We know there's almost certainly no Emre Can, unless it's some mad Jurgen Klopp smokescreen, which, you know, you can't put any faith in that. It means it's going to be Gini Wijnaldum, the lad we signed as a winger. He's been a winger to move to an attacking mid, is now playing number six in the, you know, against the most potent attacking force in the league. There are concerns there, but I refuse to believe Liverpool are not going to turn up I don't think we'll go a full 90 minutes without laying a glove on Man City. I don't think that's possible.
No, and I think when you said before, people think we're just going to turn up and get slaughtered. That's still that media narrative of we can't defend.
Yeah.
And we can, and people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Virgil van Dijk, everyone said, you know, he can't come in and fix our defence. He probably has done.
He's certainly improved. Fixes one of those weird black and white things.
But it's not 6 months ago, it's not 8 months ago, it's not what we were. When we had the 3-0 Sevilla, where we had 3-0 Arsenal and all that stuff, it was just, but I think we're something else in defence now, and confidence from Karius has gained from his past couple of games. He's got the most clean sheets in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Milner's got the most assists. And we've got stuff that will back us up to say
the most goals.
We've got the most goals. Do you know what I mean? So even if Mo Salah isn't fit, he's still probably decent. Still can't say he's not going to turn up and not score a goal, can you?
Yeah. No.
I think the difference for me is that this Man City side don't need Liverpool to collapse defensively to score goals.
Yeah.
That Liverpool can play well defensively and still can see goals against this Man City side. That's probably the difference. Whereas we haven't been having those mad moments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that Liverpool have kind of cut out over the last few weeks and stuff. And when we were tasked with defending our area in the second half last week, we defended it really well. And I think there's a lot of the media probably think that's what Liverpool are going to do when we turn up. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think Jurgen Klopp can set a team out like that.
I think we're set up for failure if we do, to be honest, Chris. I mean, I think it's worth noting. Look at how we capitulated at Anfield against them when Jordan Henderson went off in that game. You know, I think we put too much on James Milner defensively in that regard, but James Milner's going to play this game. I don't think the game suits us to do it. I think we'll come out swinging, and I agree. I think it wouldn't shock me if they came out and scored a couple of early goals and really got the tails up in this one. That's perfectly. I think the trick for Liverpool in this game is just to keep the cool, keep the calm, and I think we've become a lot better at that. I think we talked about this in the you know, how we got to 3 points against Crystal Palace was keeping our heads in the last 5-6 minutes of football matches, because one goal I think is going to make a massive difference.
And conversely, Manchester City's heads have dropped every time they've conceded a goal in the last week. You know, they conceded that goal against Manchester United and against us, and their heads went. And that's a side that
they lost their heads. It's almost massively.
It's almost false
weekend.
Confidence for them, because I think they maybe have started to believe the hype a little bit, and then they're not used to playing tense and intense games of football, because they've had it their own way for so long that when you get into that battle, they're not like seasoned in it, whereas Liverpool have had to come back against your Crystal Palace, had to work for results this season. So we're probably a little bit more used to those games that aren't going your way.
Yeah, look, I think they've had a few. I'm sure there'll be Man City fans who'll point to similar examples, which we're never going to be as privy to because we don't watch them like. But I think the encouraging thing, again, feeding back to the last two results, Ross, is that what Chris says there, the losing the head thing, because, as I say, you know, it's only going to take a Liverpool goal. And look, the tie will not be over if Liverpool score one goal because, look, Man City have proven that they can score lots of goals and they've proven they can score lots of goals against us this season, no less. But I think, again, I think their fan base and I think their players, given how much the heads went against Man United, and it was bad. It was bad. Like, Vince and company is supposed to be this pyramid of calm at the back for them. And no, completely not. Turning around the pitch, screaming, and you know what I mean? It went big time. That's what Liverpool need to play to. We need to play to that moment. We just know all we need to do is keep our cool, craft that one moment. And I think if we get that one moment, yes, you could just easily make the story where they stride through victoriously and claim their rightful place that they've built up to for a few years. But just as well, Ross, you know, we could. It wouldn't take too much, I don't feel, for us to really knock them down.
No, people say it's our biggest test of our season, but I think it's theirs as well. Yeah. Then, like you said, they're not used to people. I said it last week. People going at them and giving them a game because everyone's scared before a ball's even kicked. I think it's an advantage that they had the Manchester derby because they're physically and mentally drained from that weekend, and they're not used to people like giving them a game or attacking them, or you know, they've already think they've won everything. Which stands in our favour. I think that's what we've been doing every time we played them. We'll give them a game and we've got used to that game management. We've said the past couple of weeks of, I know we'll pick our moment when we're going to do stuff. And that's the advantage of being 3-0 up. We don't have to go gung-ho from the word-go. We can go, this isn't on, we'll keep the ball, we'll pass round you until you're mentally knackered again.
Yeah. We've got to stay smart as well, though, because, I mean, I think back to that first game with the Etihad, and listen, we all know that that went the way that it went because of a red card. But a red card in this game, and, you know, we're in a world of shit, basically, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. And that's that one thing where we've already seen what suspensions can do, just in the lightest possible sense. You know, they clearly targeted Jordan Henderson during that game. We maybe didn't do enough of a job on Fernandinho in that regard. It means they're in a stronger position. But, again, we've seen it. I think that's where we need to be canny. And I think this is one of those games where we need to prove our supreme level of bastardry. And I think we should be looking for to pick up little dodgy free kicks. Just break the play up any way you can. Show a little bit more now. Just be more nasty. You know,
not like Mane at Crystal Palace, though.
No. But to be fair, not as badly as he did it. But I said at the time, after Crystal Palace, I said after that game, I said, I've got no problem if Mane uses that as his testing ground for that stuff. Yeah. And when he does it in the Champions League, he gets away with it because he's learned how not to do it. I got no problem with us, literally, and there'll be people who fundamentally disagree with this, but do whatever it takes to get across the line here because it's massive. And there's a real story brewing here, and I think that, yes, you've got the Man City juggernaut at the moment. They've been built, it's 10 years they've been building towards being a proper European power. And they've been the last couple of seasons of building back towards being a proper domestic power.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
They've come up against us, who are the European heritage in the country, and they've come up against Man United, who are the domestic title heritage in this country, and they've fallen short in those individual games. Look, they're going to go on and win the league. They could well yet go on and win the Champions League, but I think it would be nice. I think I personally would love to see us knock them out simply for, well, not just because I'm obviously a rabid Liverpool fan, it would make my life. But also just to show that there is more to football than having loads of dead expensive players, having the best manager, having this and that. I think it would be a massive shot in the arm for footy. I think we showed some real positives at the game, discounting the Naberti through bottles. But I think the whole environment around the football that we created last time, I think football in this country needs that. I think European football needs a solid, strong, exciting looking British team in that regard, not just on the pitch.
And not Man City.
No, but they can't, but that's the point. That's why I say not just on the pitch. They can't generate that off the pitch. They can do the bottle throwing thing, as we've seen in videos, but they can't do the generating the atmosphere thing around it. They'll have a good go. It'll be great. Good on them. If they raise their level, good. Fair play. Then that's fine. That'll encourage us to raise our level in future years. And again, it'll all be for the benefit of the game, but it's a big one, isn't it? I can't put into words how much I need us to get through this game. We know Liverpool have got injury problems. It's going to impact how we go with our preferred 11s. We'll come to them in a moment. But before we do, Chris sat down to do a little stats and tactics special after the first leg of the game that's just designed to make everyone feel better about life.
Manchester City play such a possession game that we weren't able to take control of this game, but what we did do was we counter-attacked so well. Obviously, Sadio Mane has two shots on target, Salah 1, Firmino 1, Oxlade-Chamberlain 1, yes. But look at the dribble attempts. You see it over here, Mane, 6 of 8 dribbles. He was brilliant. I talked earlier about Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain taking the ball and driving on. Well, Sadio Mane was probably the best player on the pitch for it because he was picking the ball up quite deep at times and he was relieving a lot of pressure just running with the ball, and 6 times out of 8 he took on his man, and Kyle Walker was pinned back for large parts of that first half, just as much as Trent was for the entire game, really, and that was down to Sadio Mane. But he was also picking up pockets of space in that number 10 position, looking to keep the ball moving side to side and front to back. I thought it was an outstanding performance by him.
I mean, look, there would have been a real thing to just swerve doing any work and just go out on the lash, Chris, but no, you felt that the people on the RedmenTV.com needed a bit of
stats and
tactics.
They wanted it, and I wanted to do it as well. I don't know how many times I've watched that game, but it was great, and the show was brilliant because Liverpool beat Manchester City in the first leg. Of course, it's going to be a brilliant show, and it's not out of date because we did win, and that will always be the case.
Absolutely. So yeah, if you want to have a little bit of a closer look into how Liverpool got the win in the first leg against Man City ahead of this game, go and sign up to the RedmenTV.com. Free for the first month. Oh yeah. And if you really like, you can keep it for just £5 a month thereafter. Loads of amazing stuff. I'll plug some more stuff later on, of course. Ross, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready too. Chris is ready. What have we got? Is this the most... I've literally thrown a spanner in the works solely because of how confident everyone was of getting the client. 11. Yeah. The team, let's be honest, gents, it picks itself because we don't have any other players who are likely to get into this team.
No.
That's pretty much it.
Good job. I've gone for Nathaniel Clyne. It solely goes... Look, I don't think... I think having played the full 90 in his first full 90 of a professional game,
you prefer this season, this one as well.
Exactly. I don't think it's likely, but I would prefer it because I think what was great about watching Clyde's performance at the weekend was it didn't look like he'd missed a beat. This would be a big step up physically and you know, technique wise and what have you. I wouldn't like to see Trent's magnificent first leg performance be underwritten by him not being able to match that this time around, and that's, you know, it's a big game for both players. We'll get a good measure of Sané and Trent at the end of this one, but I personally would be comforted by having a Klein in there.
Yeah, I think I kind of gone the other way. I kind of looked at Trent and I did consider the Klein, and I thought to myself, you know what, if he can't play in this game after the performance, what does that do to the lad's confidence?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? The meritocracy of it says Trent did brilliantly, get him back into the side.
Yeah,
and for me, it was as simple as that. And the rest of the side, the only slight tweak I've made, and you made it as well, was playing the two DMs and making sure that Ox is the guy that's very much considered to be breaking the lines, because we saw them struggle with him last week.
Yeah.
And we saw them struggle with Pogba running, because he was playing left side of a three against them, wasn't he? And he was a much more advanced role than we've seen of Pogba at times this season. So, and he gets two goals and they're late runs into the box and stuff like that. So I want to play on that. You know, they might have not a soft underbelly as such, but a slight weakness there with the attacking midfield. I mean, Ox has scored against them twice, Pogba at the weekend twice from that position. So try and expose that a little bit more.
Yeah, I think in terms of the layout of the midfield, I put it there notably like you have, just for the conversation of Ross. I think Genie's going to need more help. I think Milner naturally will be box to box. Milner will be whatever we need him to be. We just might see him, if you add it up as a percentage, he might just be 10, 15, 20% more defensive minded than he would have been with a Henderson or a Chan.
Yeah, I'm saying, I've written it like that, but it's going to be a fluid midfield, isn't it? I think City, like you said before, are going to have the ball, they're going to want to attack, and they obviously need to score, have that extra protection there. And he was good at that, particularly with Robertson. And even the week before, Milner's just everywhere on the pitch, isn't he? He just doesn't care where he plays, he just wants to defend the ball. So I think that's where he comes into play.
Question. If Salah's out, what are you doing?
That was the question I was literally going to ask you next.
Crying.
I was going to say this. The only random outside shout is I put Moreno left wing and put Mane to the right hand side. That's because we don't have the obvious one is like in normal circumstances, because we've seen it already. You move Oxlade-Chamberlain into the front three. Not even that. Whether it works or not. He's the most experienced. Exactly. I think there's a few random shouts, but we just don't have the midfielders. You can't take Oxlade-Chamberlain out of the midfield, because who the fuck are you putting in? Who are you putting in the midfield?
Could put Trent up there, like he did the weekend. I'll put Klein at right back. He's a midfielder, isn't he?
That's a slight outside shout as well. Like I said, I think some of this will depend on Moreno's fitness, because we know he missed out on the bench because he pulled up with injury, didn't he, at the weekend?
Yeah. I'd absolutely poo me pants if Clavin was in at left back and Robertson was left wing. I'd be like, no!
No, dear God, no. The only other ones, would Klopp do it, but would you put a Curtis Jones into midfield?
Don't know. I think the only way, without doing the Moreno thing, I think you're playing three at the back.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably looking at Robbo and Sent as your wing backs. And then you can move Oxlade-Chamberlain, because you're playing with two in midfield.
You're using
like a 3-4-3 almost, aren't you? I think that's the only way, but I'd prefer to see Moreno, I think.
Should Danny Ings play right side at the weekend? You know, it would, again, that might just be as simple as that.
For me, the reason I'd probably go with Moreno more, and it sounds nuts, is that he's a defender. And you're probably going to have your backs to the wall for a large period of this game. Plus, he's lightning fast. Yeah. So for breaking, he's very good at that transition, isn't he? So I think it sounds weird, but I think that probably would be the best option for us.
Yeah, Moreno's the kind of player who would cause problems just by being a bit of a terrier. I haven't got too many problems with that. And as we saw at the back end of the first leg, didn't we, where we basically threw him on and we had two left backs when we needed it. Yeah.
Sterling's going to play and he's going to be up for this game.
Absolutely.
He's going to be banged up for this game.
Look, he will have gone to bed at the weekend thinking, I'm the reason.
Pajamas.
Yeah, no, thinking I'm the reason why Man City haven't lifted the title. You know,
he could have scored four goals.
Yeah, exactly. The chances he missed. And I know that from our experiences of watching Sterling at Liverpool, when he makes mistakes in big games, he tends to come back, and haven't learned more from the Viet criticism for not being a finisher. He tends to come back and finish nicely after that. So, and we've said it before, Raheem Sterling will have a game against us at some point. He will have a game when he lives up to his ability levels. I mean, dear God, please don't let it be this one. But again, I'm happy for it to be this one for him, because I don't mind Raheem Sterling as a person, provided, you know, I've said this before, Liverpool don't need to win this game. that's where we all need to keep cool. If 2-0, you know, 3-0, it will be nerve wracking, and I feel like this game might well go this way. I could see this being like a 3-1 or a 4-1 to City. Honestly, because
I was fine before we started recording this.
Well, look, there's no getting around it, is there? Look, it's going to be a mental game. I think to think that Liverpool are going to keep City out at the Etihad is crazy, isn't it? What do you reckon the score is going to be?
If someone said to you we were going to beat them 3-0 last week, you wouldn't have thought it, would you?
No, I'd have said, nah, they're scoring.
Bear in mind, I think I did like 1-2 or something last week. So I agree. Yeah, I know what you're saying, you know, if you're a better man, I wouldn't be chucking money on a Liverpool clean sheet in this one. Like, but it's got all the hallmarks. If we talked about it, you talked about the prospect. You're like
making no, up I'm really stressed.
Like, you talked about the prospect of it being like a 6-5, 7-6, 6-0, 8-7. You know,
I still think it might happen. Well, that's what I mean. Might be 6-3 in this game.
This game could be one of them. It could be similar to us in Chelsea in the semi final at at Stamford Bridge kind of job. I can't see it being a straightforward game, regardless.
You're going to ask me for a score prediction soon, aren't you?
Oh my God.
What's your score prediction?
3-1.
2.
Thanks, City.
'm going to try and be positive. Liverpool get an early goal and that kills off Manchester City and we end up drawing 1-1 on the night.
Cool. To be fair, I'd like it. As far as the pure heartbreak of it all goes, I wouldn't mind us just winning on away goals right at the last gasp, because it'd be amazing. Think of the celebrations. You were on about Dortmund not having a better atmosphere than
that. Heart rate.
I want to turn up for work on Wednesday.
But equally, there is something to them going one up.
Manchester.
Them going one up early on and being like, this is it, we're doing it. And we go down the other end and score and they go, oh, I could live with that. There's no permutation where Liverpool go through that I don't dislike, I'll be honest, because I just want to see Liverpool go through. So whatever, Liverpool, go and do it for us.
Rather wasn't last minute because I have to keep my mouth shut.
Oh yeah, Ross is there. No, we can't say that. We and Chris are definitely there. Ross is there as well. We shall be with you. Hook or crook, no matter, regardless of the result. Chris is doing the starting 11 prediction show ahead of this. I said there's going to be loads of content in and around. It's massive. There's no getting away from it. I hope you're all handling very well. Thank you very much for watching the show. Thank you very much for liking. If this is the last big game of the season, thank you very much for subscribing. But stay with us. It's been boss so far. Let's hope we can go one step further. Let's hope we can get into the semi-finals. If you think the Reds can, drop a like on the video and go to the redmentv.com and sign up, because my God, if we do get through, it is going off on there big time. See it all there.
Paul, before we go, we normally do a section of the build-up show where we look at our rivals' fixtures. Who's everyone else got in the Champions League this week?
Yeah. No one. Good the FA Cup, though, Chris.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.